Calgary. A game-time decision to start for the BC Lions on Thursday, quarterback Mike Riley led his team to a 15-9 win over the Calgary Stampeders. Leading up to the game, all signs pointed towards rookie Canadian QB Nathan Rourke getting the start for the Lions. All the way up until warm-ups I was thinking that Nathan's playing and if Mike plays that's a bonus, said BC coach Rick Campbell, who noticed that Riley had better control of the ball during warm-ups so decided to start the veteran. That he played a whole game is actually quite a bonus that he was able to make it through the whole thing. Hopefully he keeps getting better. Riley completed 26 of 33 passes for 342 yards and ran for a 1-yard touchdown as the Lions, 1-1, bounced back from a Week 1 road loss to the Saskatchewan Roughriders. To be able to come in there and get a win is huge, said Riley, who's nursing an injury to his elbow on his throwing arm. It felt great early in the game. Certainly late in the game, it started to tighten up a little bit and things like that, but at that point none of that really matters. Takaru Yamasaki kicked a pair of field goals and a single for BC, while James Butler ran for a 2-point convert. Looking to rebound from an opening week loss at home to the Toronto Argonauts, the Stampeders, 0-2, had trouble all game generating offense against the Lions and had to settle for 3 field goals by Rene Paredes. Calgary hadn't lost 2 straight games to start a season since 2009. We can't fault our effort, said Calgary coach Dave Dickinson. It's not enough in pro sports. I get it. They're still playing hard. It's just not a good quality product at this time. All I can say is we've got to put our heads down and start getting better as a team. Tonight wasn't a great performance from any group. We hung in there, but that's just not good enough. Nursing a calf injury, quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell went 21 for 38 for 290 yards. He also threw 4 interceptions, for the first time in his CFL career, and the Stamps turned the ball over on downs once. I think they had a good front, Mitchell of BC's defense. They did a good job getting pressure at times. I kind of ruined some drives there that we had. We'll go look at it together and just learn from our mistakes and learn from the things that are causing the bad plays and just continue to find a way to right this ship. After going 2 and out on their first drive, the Lions had much better success marching down the field the second time around as Riley completed 4 straight passes to 4 different receivers to get deep into Calgary territory. Unfortunately for the Lions, they had to settle for a single as Yamasaki missed a 22-yard field goal wide to the left. The Stamps then threatened to score on their next drive as Herjim Ayala hauled in a 14-yard catch from Mitchell, before the Calgary QB tossed a 35-yard strike to Richie Sindani for a big gain. After running back Kadeem Carey was brought down just short of a first down, the BC defense stood tall and forced the Stamps to turn the ball over on downs. This defense is looking real scary, said Lions defensive back Marcus Sales, who had 5 tackles and an interception. A lot of offenses should be watching out for us. A lot of guys made plays. I'm proud of them. Yamasaki booted a 20-yard field goal as time expired in the first quarter to put BC up 4-0 before Paredes responded with a 48-yard kick through the uprights at 2:02 of the second quarter to get the Stamps on the scoreboard. Riley then capped off a 6-play, 75-yard drive at the 5-minute mark of the second by plunging into the end zone for a 1-yard run. It's been a long time since I've been in the end zone, Riley said. The big boys up front did what they needed to do. It was a big pile of bodies, so I didn't really get to stand up in the end zone with the ball. Somebody had already smacked it out after they had signaled the touchdown, but I don't really have much celebration dance going on anyhow, so it was fine. Butler scampered 3 yards across the goal line for a 2-point convert to give the visitors a 12-3 lead. Calgary had a great chance to get back in the game in the third quarter when Royce Mechie forced a fumble by BC receiver and former Stamper Lamar Durant. Jonathan Moxie recovered the ball on the BC 40-yard line, but 2 plays later Lions linebacker Bo Locombo picked off an errant pass by Mitchell to end the threat. The Stamps managed to put together an 8-play, 51-yard drive late in the third quarter and into the fourth, but had to settle for another 48-yard field goal by Paredes. After Yamasaki kicked a 29-yard field goal to give the Lions a 15-6 lead, the Stamps marched into the BC red zone once again, but the drive ended when Keontae Harden leapt in the air to pick off a pass by Mitchell in the end zone that was intended for Ayala. That was amazing, said Riley of Harden's athletic pick. Our defense played phenomenal. Paredes kicked his third field goal of the game, from 20 yards out, with 2:47 remaining on the clock to pull the Stamps within 6 points. The Stamps had one last chance to win the game on the final play of the game, but Mitchell couldn't find an open receiver in the end zone on his desperation toss from midfield. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 12, 2021. Lawrence Heinen, The Canadian Press.